The Acts of the Apostles gives us a word in chapter 4, verses 32 to 35, and we'd like to share that at this time. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. May the Lord add richly to the reading of his word. Here I am, send me. It's one of the greatest opportunities that has come down through the centuries of time. It is what we see happening here in the early church, as Acts chapter 4 describes to us. And it is what we see happening in the lives of five amazing people who we get to celebrate with today. But here's what we are called to do. It's what they're called to do as they step out into this journey through licensing and ultimately ordination. It's also what we are called to do, not only in support of them, but in our individual callings as well. We are first called to surrender. In verse 32, it speaks very clearly of how this early gathering surrendered. Sounds like they brought in their deed of trust and their bank accounts and all of their worldly possessions, and that was in fact how they chose to surrender. So if we'll take the offering plate again, that's not exactly what we're going to do today, but it is in that same kind of picture that whatever we think we own, can we understand that we are only stewards of whatever that is? It is not ours. God has given it to us, so that it can then be used for his kingdom. And so in our lives, in the lives of these candidates, there are things they will have to surrender. Whether it be their own motives, their own wills, their own thinking, their own relationships, whatever that might be, I'm so thankful that the early Christians got on board, and we also have that privilege of surrendering to God those things that we think we can control. Because ultimately, we don't have control of anything. If we can get to that point, and if they can get to that point early in their walk in ministry, it is a glorious revelation that will then fuel where they will go and also where we get to go. Not only are we called to surrender, it also says we are called to share. In the next verse there, it says it's wonderful to understand who owns everything that we have. But then, with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It's been a privileged place to be on a Wednesday night, either at 6 or 6:30 over the last couple of weeks. We've had each of our candidates come in, either individually or we doubled up with Eddie and Caleb and both let them come in together. And they gave us their testimony of faith. They gave us this picture of how they've been called into ministry, their experiences that has brought them to this point, and then as they understand this to be a beginning place where it is that God may be leading them. And it was a privileged place to be, to hear from Madison and Emily and Caleb and Eddie, the opportunity just to connect with Michael as well, and to know that each of them have their own unique story to tell. But each of them involved in a very real and powerful way that they are now called to share. It's their life choice. And it's not so much for them to come and share their neighbor's story or the Apostle Paul's story, or the Apostle Peter's story. But it's for them to come and share their story as they have connected with Christ and how they want to live that out. So we are certainly called to surrender, we are called to share, and ultimately we are called to supply. And it's in this last section, it says, there was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners and lands of houses sold them, brought the proceeds of what was sold, laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. And so as they enter into this next part of their journey, we are sending them to be suppliers. Suppliers of encouragement. Dispensers of grace, distributors of God's love, and to be ready to do that in any and every opportunity. We are excited today that these candidates have asked their families to come and to share in this particular journey. There is nothing called a celebration in licensing that's anywhere. Victor, it's not in the books. It's not in the procedure handbooks. This is not an ordination service. You're not going to have a laying on of hands up here of all the ordained ministers and deacons. This is a celebration to recognize five individuals are starting their formal journey into full-time Christian ministry. We as a church get to vote on that next Sunday. Well, now, who in their right mind would vote against it after we've done all this, right? You know, I understand. It's like, well, didn't you get the cart before the horse? Well, logistically, we tried to work so that our families could be here. And yes, we could still say no on next Sunday. But the point is, have we recognized a calling in these individuals' lives? Have we seen a place where they want to serve Christ in this special kind of way? And I give you all kinds of nighttime reading. That's why we have a novel in our bulletin today. If you, this word licensing, this procedure that we call ordination, that may or may not be a familiar kind of thing to you. So I wanted to give you a little bit of what our denomination says in regards to that. We Baptists, though, you have to watch out. You get three Baptists together, you have five different opinions. Yeah. You know, there's no overarching kind of book that says this is how you do it other than the Bible. So we're going to go back to God's Word, and we believe that there is something about this special calling placed on people's lives, but we also think it's a process. We think that in this way that we do things, they will be licensed for the next year. Their licensing has an expiration date. Now, does that mean they only get to serve God for a year and then they're done, right? That's what it means, right? No, it means that this is the beginning. And then if they have not gotten to the point of ordination in that year, we get to license them again. Or whatever church they currently are serving in, we'll get to license them again. Hampton Baptist Church licensed me three different times as we worked through the process of ordination. A dear, sweet lady kept on me to get my paper done, and I am so thankful that Marge just continued to speak truth into my life and said, sit down and write the paper. Yes, ma'am, I'll sit down and write the paper. And I did. But it is a process, and we get to start that process together in celebration. So here's what I'd like to see. Heather had the microphone somewhere. Does Heather still have the microphone? Anybody see the microphone? Yes. All right. Excellent. So here's what I thought. I thought that each of our candidates would introduce their family and significant others. And Corinne can hand it to the first one that she finds. And just let us know of who is here with them today.
Hey. All right. Okay, I'll stand up, I guess. Yeah. I have to see if the other ones made it. Okay. What? They did make it. Mamaw and Papaw are here. Mamaw was in bed when I left this morning for church, so I didn't know if she'd wake up. But my grandma and grandpa are here. My mom and dad are always here. I have my fiance Macy and her parents, Jim, Lucinda, Euler.
Amen. And you get to pass it off to another candidate. There you go.
Hi. My mom and dad, Robin and Larry Jones, are here. My aunt and best friend Anna is here, and my little cousins Bryce and Liam, and my son Noah is here in Children's Church.
Amen.
And she... Hello.
Hello.
This is my wife, Sarah. This is my youngest son, Chandler, oldest son, Gage, my mother, Mary, William F., or Bucky, he's my father. This is my brother's fiance, Amanda. Very glad to hear that, by the way. My brother's fiance,
yes.
Amanda.
Woo!
And my older big brother, Frank, to make that clear.
And you get to pass that off.
Let's go down the line here. This is my sister, Anna Perry. This is my mother, Bobby. And this is my father, Anthony.
Amen. Great to have you.
There you are.
Yes.
All right. This is my mom, Joyce, my dad, Jeff, my grandfather, Bill, and my grandma, and we call her Rusty, but her name's Karen.
Amen. Amen. That's it. Well, it is a joy to see how God is working in the lives of these five. It just reached sort of a critical mass. Michael asked me a year and a half ago, you know, here he is, a Christian studies major, and he said, well, so what's the next step, sir? What's licensing? What's ordination? And so me, I dragged my feet for a year and a half, and by that time, we've got Madison on board. Caleb just graduated from Christian studies. Emily and Eddie both are actively involved in ministry here, and we said it's time. It's time for us to understand what we're doing in the church is all about discipleship. Wherever it is that we find our walk with Christ, He wants us to start there and to keep on walking. To keep on walking through the next steps, whatever that might look like, through joining a Sunday school class, through coming to Celebrate Recovery and connecting with a small group, to joining the choir, to be a part of our American Baptist Women's Ministries group, to be into our American Baptist Men's group, to be in the youth group. However it is that you have found an entrance into God's kingdom, He doesn't want any of us to stay there. This is a process, and we get to celebrate that process today. So it's in that setting that we are called to surrender. We're called to share. We're called to supply. And we are called to come along beside these five candidates. And I think that's one of the bigger issues. Well, so now what do we do? All right, great. We celebrated their call into licensing. Woo! And the handbells helped us. Yes! And the men's quartet. And our area minister was here. Well, now we get to come along beside them as they continue their journey. We will encourage them to seek further education, to seek further training as they continue to prepare for their call into ministry. We get to have them come and be grilled before our deacon board on at least a quarterly basis and say, okay, what have you been doing? Where's God been working? How can we continue to partner with you? What do we need to do to help share in this journey? And for us to realize this is something that Philippi Baptist Church has been doing since its inception. Reverend Victor Shields was a concern because he already had a previous commitment on today. And so he didn't quite know whether he would be able to join us. He says, let me see what I can do, but why don't you check with a couple of the other people on our state staff? And I said, I'll be happy to. So our executive minister, Dr. David Carrico, shot him off an email. I said, David, we would love for you to come and just say a few words as we celebrate licensing and that whole process. He said, I'd love to do it. My wife is having surgery on April 11th, so I'm not going to be able to come the very next day. He says, but let me tell you a little bit about the history. I was a Christian studies major at Alderson Broaddus College. Philippi Baptist Church licensed me into the gospel ministry. I said, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We were the sending church to the Pope of West Virginia. Huh? How about that? That's pretty good stuff, right? Now, Debbie Mullinex, you're going to have to help me with some of the wordings. I know we commissioned you as a missionary. Was licensing a part of that? No. Were you licensed somewhere? Never been licensed. Well, we might have to get on that, you know, as she heads off to the Philippines again. But there was a commissioning done here at Philippi Baptist. Okay, great. Yeah, so as she headed off to India, this was a sending place in order for her to go forward as well. And there are many others. Mary Beth Yunt McCloy, I think, and I got to go back to the annals and make sure, but I think she is probably the most recent person that we licensed into the gospel ministry. She is now serving faithfully over in, I guess she lives in Work County, but she serves in Ravenswood, Jackson County, and it's an extension of South Parkersburg Baptist Church there, and she is still actively serving in ministry, and we still get to be a part of that. So that is my prayer for us today, to not only celebrate, but to come alongside our candidates, and for them to understand not only this privilege, but how much we love them and care for them and want to see nothing but exactly what God has planned in the future. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Almighty God, we are so grateful that you continue to be a part of us throughout every step of our journey of faith. And for this particular step this morning, we give you thanks for the privilege of being a part of the lives of those that feel a calling into full-time Christian service, to walk with them as they discern and live out what that calling might look like, and to recognize that you are working in all of our lives as we continue to understand that we are called to surrender and to share and to supply in only ways that you can give us. Our prayer today includes one of blessing upon their families, for them making special effort to be here today and to celebrate with them in this beginning of their journey. Strengthen us, Lord, as we walk forward in faith. And Lord, allow us to realize every day that you give us is truly a day of celebration. And we get to do that in your kingdom, both now and forevermore. In your most gracious and holy name we pray. Amen.